Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
What's the wildest thing you've done on a first date? Story one. We matched on LinkedIn. Adjacent companies in the same industry. Originally, it started out as normal. I need some information from your company type banter, and then it got flirty on her end. She's in her mid-40s and an executive. I was in my late 20s and a pleb worker. Eventually, it sounded like she wanted to get down, so we started talking about meeting up, set a date, go to dinner, and there was no mistaking the evening's proceedings. She was wearing a dress that's cut so freaking low through the chest that her twins were hanging on like Sylvester Stallone in Cliffhanger trying not to spill out. Then there was the playing with the hair, stroking my leg, and finally the invite back to her place. There was a lot of making out in the taxi, while she was half giving me a hand, Jay in the back seat. Then, when we got to her place, we climbed the stairs to her front door. And she dropped her keys on purpose, bending down to pick the keys, while giving me a full bare view of her. Normally, I would have been a gentleman and waited till we got inside, but there were no mixed signals at all, so, you better believe I ate that cake right there on the porch. She was a mess by the time we got into the house, so it was a pretty fun night when it came around to the actual banging. I woke up the next morning, and she was back to wearing professional attire. A complete 180 turn from the chesticles out dressed the night before, and I got sent on a walk of shame in yesterday's crumpled clothes. I checked my LinkedIn for a shot at another rendezvous, but she demoted me back to second-degree contact and needing to use paid in-mail to message. It was a shame because she was hot as heck, the banging was great, and we had some stuff in common. Before we continue, do us a quick favor. Smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. I met this gorgeous librarian on a dating app, and she immediately started sending me risque pictures. She was definitely attractive, so we met up for drinks. The date was fun enough, and when we got up to leave, I offered to walk her back to her car. "Sure, but we're not making out," she said, matter-of-factly. We got to her car and immediately started making out. She pulled me out right there in the parking lot. I'm tipsy, I'm in the mood. And cars are driving by while I'm standing there kissing her. I remember thinking, this is absolutely insane. And then things take a turn? "You seem like the kind of guy that always gets his way," she says, all while holding my little guy in her hands. I stammer, "This is what I want you to do," she begins. "There's a spot in the woods about a mile in from a hiking trail, and I want you to take me and do things like CNC. If I protest, if I fight back, keep going." The risky, adventurous winds were blowing hard that day, friends, but I took the sails down ASAP, No way in hell was I going to pretend to essay her on some random hike at frigging night. I pulled away, shook her hand, and wished her well. My pirate name that night was Blue Balls. Story 3. I used to have what I think were called sports sheets on my bed. Basically a restraint system with four Velcro cuffs connected in an H shape that you install under your mattress. The setup allows you to secure someone there, all spread up. I went on a first date with this girl from Tinder, and things were going well. We talked about our fantasies and such at the bar, and ended up at my place. To my surprise, she asked me to use the sport sheets on her. Sure, I was all game, and I want to be crystal clear that I'm all about safe, sane, and consensual, and would never do anything inappropriate without enthusiastic consent. But being a little tipsy and just for fun, I did as she requested. I put on my best bad guy impression and asked, "So, do you think it was a good idea to let someone you met 3 hours ago put you in this position?" The brief flash of terror on her face was crazy. I untied her, we laughed about it, did some normal vanilla banging, then she wanted to do the sport sheet thing again, and we sure did. Everything worked out, okay, but doing stuff like that on the first date just seemed nuts to me. Story 4. I'm pretty proud of what happened to me once while playing random role with a girl I was texting flirty stuff for a while. She lived a good hour drive away from me, but she was very nice and thoughtful. Anyway, we were planning to see each other on a Sunday evening that would clearly lead to some banging according to all the hot conversations we had the past week over the phone, but I had forgotten that it was my playoff day in my garage league deck hockey. We normally play one game a night, but in the playoff we can play more games if we win. I'm also the kind of player that just goes way too hard, way too intense for no reason. A little pest, some might say. I get hit with sticks, I block shots, I fight, stuff like that, and I can get pretty competitive sometime. We lost in the finals that night, playing the maximum number of games. It felt like I got hit by a train once the adrenaline wore off. She never once complained or made me feel bad about me choking the date last minute to play hockey, always sharing the fact she would love to take care of me. Going back home to shower and then have the hour-long drive was a little too much for me. She invited me to go to her place to clean since it was not too far from where I play, but I didn't feel comfortable going there smelling like a thousand skunks for our first date. I jokingly shared the idea that the only way I would do the drive after my day would be to feel like Indiana Jones in his movie, where he fights nature cataclysms, terrorists, and all kind of beasts like a man, but then gasp when his girls clean his injuries in the bath with a small washcloth. She said that it wouldn't be a problem at all to reenact the bath scene in the movie, and that she would take care of me like the brave warrior I was. Damn, she knew how to talk to a man. She said the bath would be ready when I arrived, and it became very freaky very quickly. So, like a man that respects himself, I went there right away in 36 minutes. She opened the door and acted like I was her boyfriend coming back from war. Then she led me to the bathroom. Candles, bubbles, wine, and all kinds of other attentions just for me. She casually undressed me off my dirty clothes. My dong was so hard she had trouble taking my boxers off. I saw in her eyes that she almost dropped the act. The way she was ignoring my dong because she had to take care of my injured body first was so frigging hot. She helped me sit in the bath and cleaned my bruises for a good 15 minutes. Even if I was acting a little bit weaker than I actually was, it didn't feel like role-playing at all. She was just naturally a good person that wanted to take care of me, that was also sore for real. I felt like a prince. I asked her to join in and the act dropped pretty quickly and we shagged like animals the whole night. Easy top 5 best experience in my life. Story 5. Note, all of this was 100% consensual. A few years ago, I met a woman in LA who had posted on Craigslist looking to be introduced to some adventurous bedroom stuff. I was 50 at the time, and after multiple emails back and forth, during which we established trust and her interests and limits, we agreed to meet for dinner. I made a reservation at a nice restaurant in Manhattan Beach, almost on the beach. I intentionally waited 5 minutes past the reservation time to make her a little nervous, then showed up. She was even more stunning than in the photos she had shared with me. She was in her late 30s or early 40s, blonde, 5'8", probably 135 pounds or so, slender and athletic, with B-plus to C-minus size, beautiful long legs that her dress showed off, and high-heeled strappy sandals with leather laces, sort of like slave sandals. She was visibly relieved when I showed up and immediately complimented me on looking nice. We made small talk, and ordered. After we started our first glass of wine, I asked her to hold out her hand to me. I pulled a small backdoor plug out of my pocket, and put it in her open hand. She was surprised, and I told her to close her hand, then to go to the bathroom and use it. She nervously nodded, stood and went to the bathroom. A few minutes later she returned, and sat down gingerly. "Any problems?" I asked. She said I had to wet it with my mouth first. I said, "Good girl, now let's enjoy dinner." The dinner went well, although she did fidget in her seat quite a bit. After dinner, around 10 p.m., we went for a walk towards the beach. She wanted to go on the beach, but her high heels sank into the sand. She tried to pull her shoes off. One was no problem, but the other one's leather lace had become so tight she couldn't undo it. She was really frustrated, and I even told her not to worry, but she was determined and yanked the leather lace out of the show. I took her hand, and we walked on the beach, which was nearly empty of people. We passed the lifeguard station, and I led her up the ramp to the empty station. I told her I was going to kiss her, Misette, and she nodded in agreement. We kissed passionately, and I pushed her up against the wall of the station. I told her to turn around and put her hands on the wall. She did, and I gave her beautiful firm cakes, a swat on each, fairly hard enough, so that she yelped in surprise. Good thing the ocean's roar was enough to drown out her cries. I surprised her with my hands, until she was on the edge, then stopped abruptly. She was begging for more. And I told her to get down and give me a blowy. She dropped like a stone, and started doing as she was told. Then I pulled her up, and turned her around again. Now, I'm going.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together, we did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
"Going to blow your mind," she gasped as I did so. I banged her and messed around with the back door plug, pulling it almost fully out and then jamming in. I continued this for a few times, and then finally got in from her back door. When I was done, I turned her around and gave her a kiss. If you had said we were in love at that instant, you would not have been far off. I walked her unsteadily back to the car park. saw her into her car, and made plans for our next date in 2 days. We had many incredible experiences over the next year, but for a first date, this one takes the cake in my book. Chris was the sexiest, and one of the smartest, most interesting, and most beautiful women I've ever been with. She was an artist and designer, but never told me her real name or how to get in touch with her other than through her fake Gmail account. We had an amazing time together over the next year, then she disappeared on me. I got the feeling she was in a relationship already and wanted to experience a bit of the wild side before agreeing to settle down with her guy. If Chris Windsor happens to read this, please get in touch. I really miss you, baby. Story 6. This was back in the early days of the internet. Somehow, me told remember how me told Lee. I ended up chatting with this girl on AIM for a couple of weeks, and then she invited me over to hang out. I showed up at what turned out to be her parents' house. We were both in our early 20s, so don't worry. Her parents went upstairs to bed after we'd all watched whatever show was on that night, leaving us alone downstairs. As soon as the lights in the upstairs hall went off, she immediately pulled my dong out and started giving me a blowy on the couch. I was freaking out because her parents were right upstairs. Zero privacy, zero chance for escape or cover up or denial. What the hell? But also, what the hell? Carpe diem. We ended up banging on her dad's lazy boy. It's so long ago, I don't even remember that girl's name. Story 7. Not my first date per se. My coworker had been talking to this girl, and when he was trying to get her to be his girlfriend, he would bring her by work and joke, "She wants your dong," and we would both laugh. A month or so later, they just get done watching a movie and he comes to work. He says the same thing, and I say, "Well, how about in 10 minutes after I get off work?" She blushes and he's like, "Hell yay." She drives us to a parking lot and puts it in park. My friend says, "Let's get it started." And he sits in the back and she starts giving him a blowy while I bang her from behind. She was in the middle, on the armrest between the front seats. So, my backside is near her radio, and I'm smashing from behind while she gives my coworker a blowy. After about 2 minutes, I asked to switch, so I got out the front door and went to the back. Then she starts giving me the blowy, and my buddy is Scooby-Doo styling on her. He lasts maybe 40 seconds and spills his smoothie all over her passenger seat. But I was still not done, so I pulled her to the back, and we continued for 5 to 10 minutes, and her phone rang. It was her parents asking her where she was at. She's like, "We got to go." As soon as she hung up, I pushed her up against her Jeep and banged her, have her in Scooby-Doo style, but I couldn't reach the end. I usually do it in like 5 minutes, but after another 10 minutes, she said we had to go. She dropped off my coworker, then we picked up my brother, since I needed to give him a ride. When she went to drop us both off at my place, I told my brother I was going to talk to her for a bit. I told her it was not cool that I didn't get to reach the finish line. She said okay, but she didn't want to go inside, and I said, "It's cool, we can ride in my car." So, we swap cars. I take her to a local park 5 minutes away, we hop in the back of my car, bang for 10 minutes or so, and finally get the biggest O. Then we got dressed, and went back home. I said I had fun, and would like to take her out sometime, if it doesn't work out with my coworker. She said, "Take my number." So I got her digits, and then asked, "What's your name?" We both cracked up laughing when I realized we'd been hooking up without even knowing each other's names. It turned out to be the best sort of first date ever. We actually started dating after she broke things off with my friend. We were together for about 3 months until I found out she was engaged to someone else. That's when I ended it, but our first real official date was at the movie theater, where she gave me a blowy until I was done, right there in the seats. Ah, those wild college days. Story 8. I met her for a lunch date on a scorching hot summer day in LA. She was wearing this halter dress, you know, the kind with straps that tie around the neck. But one of the side straps that connected to the front had broken. She had a generous chest and wasn't wearing a bra because of the heat, so the wardrobe malfunction was definitely noticeable. Basically, her chesticles were about to pop out. She was embarrassed, but I made light of it and asked someone with a kid if they had a pin or something. The lady was kind enough to give me a pin that she had, and I helped her pin it back to her dress. Needless to say, I saw her coconuts, and to not make her nervous, I made jokes. Eventually, she was okay with it, but I guess the whole thing made the first date kinda sexy. I asked her to move next to me, since I had seen enough of her and had touched her that we might as well. She sat next to me, and with a few drinks we both got handsy. Eventually she turned to me, whispered in my ear, "I like you, and I want to do it with you." I asked, "Now?" She laughed and said, "No? Well, maybe." I didn't know if she was joking, so I said, "I need to know if you are serious. Take off your innards." She said, "No, you do it." So, I said, "I can't in the restaurant, but I can in the car." So, we finished up and ran to the car, and I took them off. Then we banged in the car, and then she put her hand on my shoulder and said, "I want more." We ended up spending the day at a hotel. This turned into a 2-year weekly meetup at a hotel where we would spend the entire day just banging. One day she said she had met someone and wanted to start something serious, and this would be our last time. And it was. I never saw her or spoke to her again. It was by far the freakiest, most fun time. Turned out she was a good girl who had been in a religious relationship too young, and I guess she wanted to have fun. Story 9. I was in my mid-20s, just got out of a long and serious relationship with a person with very poor mental health and very little to no physical intimacy for over a year. Tinder was fairly new at the time, and I hopped on thinking, whatever. I matched with someone that lived a few blocks away from me. We were both expats in Germany. We spent a week or so texting and it got very spicy. We ended up getting each other so flustered that we both took a day off work, and I think I came over to his on a Thursday and stayed to have a full-on banging marathon in every room and on every surface of his flat until Sunday. There was probably about 8 to 10 hours of banging each day. It was all the banging I didn't have in my previous relationship, condensed in what felt like one long fever dream. I have no idea how I didn't end up dehydrated or without internal bruising. We saw each other a few times after, died off just as quickly. No regrets though, fun times were had. Story 10. I met this girl on Facebook dating, and when she showed up, she looked absolutely stunning in a one-piece bodysuit with a small jacket over it. She had this incredible yoga-toned physique, petite, with lean muscle definition, and the bodysuit was the perfect choice to show it off. We started at a bar with plans to play pool after a few drinks, but it turned out there was a live band playing on the outdoor patio, since it was mid-December in Arizona and the weather was absolutely perfect. It's never truly cold here. Now, the seating was bench-style picnic tables, and they were positioned so we would have had to crane our necks to watch the band. So, we decided to straddle the bench instead. I sat behind her with my arms around her, and she let my hands wander as we listened to the music. When my hand made its way down, I could feel how incredibly excited she was, but I couldn't actually get inside anything because it was a one-piece bodysuit. That's when she leaned back and whispered that she was bare underneath it. A couple more drinks went by, and before we knew it, the bar was closing. We never did make it to play pool. Instead, we drove down the street to a secluded spot and things got heated fast. The best part was that because of her strategic clothing choice for the evening, she was completely bare in seconds. It's safe to say that me and Christmas both came early that night. Story 11. I was out on the town with a few friends once, and we all ended up at a Waffle House in my neighborhood. We grabbed a table and this really pretty soft-spoken waitress came over to take our orders. My friends immediately started hitting on her with their usual crude pickup lines, and I could tell she was just trying to do her job professionally. I kept up a light-hearted conversation with her, playfully making fun of my friends for her entertainment while she served our food and we ate. When it came time to settle up, she handed me my receipt with her phone number written on it. We started texting and talking more over the next week or so, then went out on our first date, nothing fancy. Made just dinner at a local steakhouse, followed by a little downtown walk with a couple of cute activities I'd planned. The date went really well and I ended up driving her home afterward. When we got to her neighborhood, she asked if I wanted to smoke a bowl with her before she went inside. I said yes, and she led me to this park area in her neighborhood, then deeper into the adjacent woods, maybe 500 to 1,000 feet in midge, to this secluded spot by a little stream. We smoked and were having a nice, relaxed conversation when I suggested we should probably start heading back. Instead of agreeing, she just started taking off her clothes, revealing this stunning white lacy lingerie underneath. With no words exchanged, she just led me into things. She gave me a blowy and made me give one before we really banged. I just didn't know she had it in her like that. She did not exude that type of energy up until that point, and it was a very, very pleasant surprise. Things didn't last, but that memory is still in my personal vault of spank material to this day. Story 12. I was on a date with a woman I knew a bit. Well, it wasn't the kind of date where we'd expect to become a couple, more like let's go out and have a few beers and if we feel it, let's bang kind of date. We were at a bar, and there we met another woman that we both were friends with. The date went well, we ended up at her place, shagged like rabbits for a couple of hours. Right about when I left her place, she was flying somewhere in the morning, I got a text from our friend, something along the lines of did the date go well. I told her it did. She asked if we banged. I told her we did. She asked if I had showered already. I told her I didn't. Then she straight up asked me if she could taste Liza on me. So I went to her place and she did taste Liza on me. Story 13. In college, a friend of mine came over to my apartment with his girlfriend and her friend, who I had never met before. They all hung for a while, and as they were going to leave, the friend asked if she could stick around with me at my place. She wasn't the hottest, but I was in the midst of a slump, and happily agreed. As soon as my friend and his girl left, she jumped on top of me, and we started to fool around, but she suddenly jumped up and ran to the bathroom. She came out a minute later, said that she had just started her period, and asked if I would be cool with just doing some other stuff. I said that would be fine, and she came back with, "Since you're being so cool about this, I have a theory I want to try out." She said, "Every time you are just about to reach the end, stop, it makes the next time even better." Well, I'm going to give you a blowy that you will never forget. With that, we proceeded to make out for a minute, and then she said, "Just before you are about to end, you let me know," and she got down to business. She was damn good at it and had a tongue ring, which was a first for me, so about 4 minutes later, I had to tell her to stop. She stopped, teased me for a minute, and started again. 2 minutes later, I had to tell her to stop again. She did the same thing, then she went back to it. This process kept repeating itself and went on for, I swear on all that is holy, 6 hours. This was back in 2001, and I had never heard of the edge thing. Hell, smartphones hadn't even been invented yet, so we were pioneers. We started just a little after 1, and finally at 7:15, she let me do it. Holy crap, without a doubt, it was the best blowy of my life. We fell asleep, and when I woke up a few hours later, she was gone. I never saw her again. Hell, I can even remember her name, but I can sure remember that night. Story 14. I went on a first date with my dong in a cage, expecting to go home alone. But the date went really well, and she invited me back to her place. While we were waiting for a taxi, I decided to come clean about something. I told her I was locked up in a device, and the key was back at my apartment. I was hoping this wouldn't scare her off, since I'd picked up from our texting that she had a freaky side, and I was really hoping to convince her to come to my place instead, so I could retrieve the key. She brushed her open hand over my dong as to confirm what I was saying was truth, and then proceeded to tell me we are still going back to hers, and if I wanted favors reciprocating, I'd have to take her on a second date. Long story short, this led to an eventful few months, but we both moved on. Story 15. I was hooking up with a girl on the first date, and we heard her roommate come home crying. The girl I'm with gets dressed and goes to check on her. A few minutes pass, and the girl returns with her roommate, who promptly removes her top. She then proceeded to give me a blowy. I continued to receive H.J's and B.J's from both of them until it ended with one tasting my eggs while the other ate the sausage. I still don't understand how that happened, but I'm glad it did and that everybody was in a better mood afterwards. Story 16. She was married, but visiting mutual friends of ours. We met the night before, but she asked me to go to dinner with her the next evening. I knew what I was doing, or about to do, was wrong. She was done with her mentally abusive husband, and cleared the air at dinner, telling me her and I were a fling. We left dinner, and she asked me if I had ever done it in public. I responded that I had, and she motioned towards a parking lot that was surrounded by a chain-link fence, cars going everywhere, but not much foot traffic. I pushed her up against the fence and had a taste of her pie. She grabbed me by my hair back to a standing position and said, "You can do better than that." So, I spun her to face the chain-link fence, used her shirt to tie her left wrist to the fence, and did the same with her right and banged her as hard as I possibly could. We both could have gotten in serious trouble for that, but we got lucky, and were lucky. Not something I want to replicate as an experience though, but it sure was fun and freaky. Story 17. About 20 years ago, I met this girl online, who lived very close to me. This was on LiveJournal, and she was posting pictures of her jugs on some community. Anyway, we somehow ended up talking, and it turned out she lived like a 5-minute drive from where I worked. After a few weeks of talking mainly over AIM, she convinced me to meet her to bang, but she was stressing I had to eat her pie first before we did anything else. I'm like, okay, whatever, your jugs are awesome, and I like eating pies. So yeah, good. So I met up with her and ate her pie out. She's like, okay, that's actually all I wanted. I lied about everything else to make sure you came over. We're not doing anything else, and I won't be talking to you again. I'm blocking you everywhere. You can leave now. Okay? Funny thing is, like 15 years after that, she came up on Tinder, and I swiped right on her, just to see if anything happened. There wasn't a match. Her description said something like, I'm married, and we're looking for a third person to meet up one time. So, she was apparently still doing the same crap 15 years later. Story 18. I was on a Tinder date at a nice bar and stepped away to use the bathroom. While I was washing my hands at the communal sink, a girl came out of the women's restroom and started washing her hands next to me. We caught each other's eye and did a bit of a double take. She asked if the woman I was with was my girlfriend, and I mentioned it was actually a first date. With a knowing smile, she slipped me her number and said to give her a call if things didn't work out. The date went surprisingly well. I texted the other woman to let her know I probably wouldn't be calling that night. My date and I ended up back at her place, and after we hooked up, I was getting ready to leave. I pulled out my phone to call an Uber when and saw a message from the bathroom girl. Once you're done, come over anyway. You can shower at my place. So, I did. We showered together and went right to her bed. I eventually got home and slept for 14 hours. I was in the best mood for 2 weeks after that insane night. Story 19. Pumping the back door. She was really cute. Friend of my buddy's girlfriend. We were at this backyard barbecue and she and I hit it off immediately, just had this natural chemistry, but like an idiot, I let the whole night slip by without getting her number. Everyone was saying their goodbyes and heading to their cars when suddenly my buddy's girlfriend's car screeched to a halt. The girl jumped out, ran over to my car, and thrust her phone at me. I'm thinking, perfect. I'll play it cool and text her in a day or two. But before I even made it home, my phone buzzed with a message from her. Want to come over and cuddle? I get there and we start banging. She asks me if I want to end it in her back door. So, there I was. Pumping the back door on the first date. Story 20. This was a Tinder date, about 8 years ago. We met up at a bar near my house and were having a great time talking. At that point in my life, my car had died and I was between vehicles. Luckily, my brother had offered to let me borrow his 68 Ford Mustang until I found something new. So we were at the bar talking, and I guess I casually mentioned I was driving a 68 Mustang. This was the conversation that followed. Did you say you have a 68 Mustang? She asked, suddenly much more interested. Yeah, it's my brother's. I'm borrowing it, I replied. BS? No you don't? She said flatly. I'm serious. My dad worked on classic muscle cars. I love them, she explained. I know a thing or two about them and I don't believe you. I'm serious. I live really close by. I can show you, I offered. She raised an eyebrow. Is this your way of luring women to your place? I laughed. The car is parked on the street. We don't even need to go into my house. She paused for a moment and I could see something shift in her expression. She was fidgeting with her blouse, clearly getting worked up. What color is it? She asked breathlessly. Matte black. She actually moaned like a corn star, closed her eyes and licked her lips. Then she grabbed my shirt, pulled my face close to hers and whispered, take me to see it right now. We walked 3 blocks from the bar to my house. The whole time she was like, you better not be B.C. quote ing me. But then we got to the car, and I was like, here it is. She gasps, moans some more, and starts patting the car suggestively. At this point, I start looking for the hidden camera. What the heck? Is this real life? So I said, you want to sit inside it? I can go grab the keys. She's like, oh yes, please. I ran as fast as I could into my house. Faster than Usain Bolt. I grabbed the keys. My roommate tried to talk to me, but I was like, can't talk right now. I also grabbed a bottle of wine and some glasses. We were sitting in front with the radio on. She was sexily checking the dash, the shifter, the knobs, etc., while moaning. I ask her, do you want me to rev the engine? She says, yes, rev the engine. I grabbed the key in the ignition and turned it. She let out what can only be described as an orgasmic scream. I'd never made a woman make that sound before in my life. She started soloing herself and moved closer to me, running her fingers through my hair and across my chest. I decided to test the waters and rev the engine a couple of times. Each time I hit the gas, she screamed along with the roar of the engine and grabbed at my dong. She asked me to go in the back seat with her. So, I did, and we banged while the engine was still running. I remember at one point, I finally had to reach over and turn the car off. It's an old car after all, didn't want the battery to die. Eventually, I drove her home in the car. She only lived like 2 miles away. We kissed goodbye. I think we texted a few times, trying to make plans to meet up again, but they always fell through. I never saw her again. But I often drive by her house. I did so today, actually, on my way to the pub to watch the Euros. I always smile when I drive by her house. Story 21. We went for a scenic drive through the snowy mountains during COVID when everything was closed and travel was restricted. We stopped at this massive lookout platform with breathtaking views stretching for miles across the mountains. There was this dramatic drop-off that plunged hundreds of feet below. We took all the magnificent scenery in and started kissing, and before I knew it, she dropped down and was giving me the most incredible blowy of my life. Just as I was done, a family car pulled into the parking area. We quickly composed ourselves, and I never got to return the favor, then or on another date. Story 22. I took her out to dinner, and then we hit up a dispensary. Back in the car, we started making out, and she went to give me a blowy right there in the parking lot. When I tried to take things further in the car, she said she wasn't comfortable doing it there. But then she surprised me by suggesting we go outside to the park instead. Keep in mind, there was a massive snowstorm raging at that moment, and it was absolutely freezing outside. I went along with it and ended up banging her on a park bench. Story 23. It was the best birthday ever. I woke up that morning after having just broken up with my girlfriend. I had no plans except for a mid-shift at work. I called up the ex-girlfriend of a friend who had recently moved out of town to set up a date. She happened to be close by, so she stopped over. Within 5 seconds of setting up a dinner meetup, we were banging. My dong was in her back door before we had even kissed for the first time. She talked about her ex the whole time too. How he had a small dong. How he could never satisfy her. How she has been fantasizing about being with me for a long time, etc. After that, I barely had time to get ready for work. Once I got there, this hot girl I'd been talking to but had no chance with found out it was my birthday and invited me to her place afterwards, where she was having some friends over. When I got there, it was just her and a friend. We had some drinks and smoked, and then they asked me to run to the store and get them some candy. When I came back, they grabbed me and threw me down and basically did all the things they could with me. The whole time they giggled that a nice guy like me had probably never done anything like this before. It was late when I finally got home, but minutes after I walked in, there was a knock at my door. It was my ex-girlfriend. She had on a silk bathrobe and a sexy negligee. I tried to tell her that we were broken up and we were not getting back together, but she shushed me and started to give me a blowy. She had a funny look on her face but still had me mount her on the couch and bang until I was done. Afterwards, she turned to me and asked, "Have you been with anyone else since we broke up?" I told her what happened that day, and she started yelling at me and called me a disgusting pig, and then stormed out of my place. A few hours later, I was woken up by a loud banging on my door. It was my ex, along with the first girl from earlier in the day. My ex came in screaming, telling me what we had done to the two of them was terrible and awful and mean. She then told me that I'd had to choose between the two of them. I told her I wasn't choosing either of them. I had broken up with one and the other was basically just a bang buddy. The ex took off in a huff. And 2 minutes later the first girl started giving me a ferocious blowy. I tried to tell her I didn't think I had any more left in me, but she just kept going harder and harder. When I was finally done, my dong was hurting and was red and sore. That was the last time I banged for 3 years. Story 24. New Year's Eve has a way of getting wild, and this one was no exception. I went to a mutual friend's party and ended up hooking up with this guy in the bathroom. I somehow lost my nipple piercing in the process. The next morning, I met his partner. Turns out they're in an open relationship, and I already knew her from before. I'd actually always had a thing for her. Since public transport wasn't running and I couldn't get home, I was planning to crash at our friend's place. But the guy invited me back to his place instead. The four of us went back to their place and they put Mulan on. He fell asleep on the couch, and as the movie was ending, she made her move on me. Just as things were getting heated, he woke up, saw what was happening, and with this huge grin grabbed both our hands and led us to the bedroom. What followed was absolutely incredible. We just kept switching positions and banging relentlessly. Our friend was feeling left out, so they started going back and forth between joining us and doing their own thing while he and I kept going. The weirdest part? We ended up watching all the Harry Potter movies in sequence. All four of us, bare in bed. He ordered Chinese food for everyone. And throughout the entire marathon, we'd randomly hook up in different combinations. It was the most bizarre, unexpected day ever. And yes, things definitely got a little wild during some of those longer scenes. 5 days later, I moved 300 miles across the country as I'd already planned. 3 months after that, I met my current partner. We've been together for 9 years now and own a house together. I'm a good girl these days. I'm glad I had such a wild experience like that before settling down properly. Story 25. Not a date, but at the end of a night out, I was walking back home with the boys with some fried chicken. A lady celebrating her birthday complimented my shirt and accidentally knocked my fried chicken out of my hands, all over the ground, after I kindly shared some with her. She apologized, and somehow, this leads to her propositioning me. I asked if she was an S worker. She told me that she was not. Say no more. I ditch the boys, we walk to a Denny's, have a good feed and a chat before she drives us back to her hotel. At the hotel, I was smashing from the back, pulling hair, and I almost ripped off her weave. Keep in mind, I am white as mayo, and until this night, I had never thought to touch a black person's hair, let alone go feral and pull it during a session the very same night we met. The devil himself must have possessed me with boundless courage that night. After our session, she excused herself to the bathroom to fix up her hair. I was completely oblivious to what had happened until she shyly mentioned it to me weeks later. I thought she just had to pee. It's still a funny memory that cracks me up every now and then. Story 26. I went on a trip to Mexico with my family right after my first girlfriend broke up with me. I spent most of the week moping around, completely heartbroken. Then on our last night, we heard about this nice little surf town just 40 minutes from where we were staying. I decided I should at least try to get out and enjoy myself a bit. So, I sat at this quaint little outdoor hookah bar and had a beer. After a few drinks, I had to go use the bathroom. Somehow, I managed to break the key off in the lock. They told me to just do what I could to fix the door as best as possible. I got the idea to use a hair tie to keep the door shut with tension from the elastic band. I walked into a small boutique clothing store and saw this girl who looked around my age. After explaining my predicament, I asked if she had a hair tie I could borrow. She said no, but then asked how long I was planning on staying in town and if she could join me for a drink once she got off work. She was absolutely gorgeous. Long curly hair and this glowing tan from spending all her time at the beach. So, I of course enthusiastically told her I'd be there. She came by about an hour later and we drank and bantered until the sun came down. Now being that it was monsoon season, a torrential and sudden downpour turned the street into a river. She grabbed my hand and took me right through the water and brought us to this rooftop bar where a DJ was playing music. About half the bar was covered by a roof, and that's where roughly 80% of the people had crowded to stay dry. With about a dozen people happily dancing in the rain, she pulled me right into the center of the open dance floor, where we briefly danced and quickly began kissing right there. I'll never forget that moment. It's the one that pulled me out of that first heartbreak funk. Almost as quickly as we arrived, she told me that she was house-sitting right up the road and asked if I wanted to come back to hers. We walked right up to the door when she realized that she had left her keys somewhere. Not wanting to kill our momentum, I assured her they had to be at the first bar, and I'm sure someone had put them somewhere safe. We walked about a block down, when in the corner of my eye, I saw a little neon fuzzball in a drainage pipe. I pointed, and said, "Those wouldn't be your keys by chance, would they?" Luckily, they were, and we wasted no time getting back to hers. We stayed up the rest of the night, having some of the funniest, most enthusiastic banging I've had up until that point in my life. But I had to leave at 6 a.m. for our flight, so I walked straight to meet my family at the front of our hotel. Went home with a smile I couldn't wipe away for weeks. It might not be the freakiest entry, but it's what came to mind. Victoria, if you somehow stumble on this, thanks for saving my summer and making me feel like I could get back out there. Hope you're doing well. Story 27. It wasn't even really a date, just a girl from a pickup baseball game we'd organized through Craigslist. She stuck around while we were cleaning up afterward. Eventually, it's just the two of us. As I'm hauling buckets of gear back to my truck, she mentions her roommate isn't answering her texts and asks if I can give her a ride home. Yeah, sure. No worries. Immediately after I pulled out onto the street, her shorts disappeared, and she's got her hand in mine. It quickly turns into a very stupid, unprotected banging session, parked on a random side street, where she insists that I put my baby gravy inside her honeypot. Again, extremely stupid. Then she had me drop her off at a gas station, saying her roommate got back to her and will pick her up there. She shows up to a few more pickup games, and it eventually becomes a topic of whispered discussion among the guys. Turns out she'd done the same thing with half the people there. She eventually stops showing up. I'm assuming she just likes sweaty, stinky hookups with strangers, got what she wanted from our group, then moved on to the next Craigslist pickup group. Story 28. I met him at a funeral. We exchanged Facebooks, and a few days later he messaged me to ask me out. We went on a hike in the morning and then met up later to go dancing. After the dancing, we couldn't keep our hands off each other. We ended up driving to a beach where we banged in his car, then walked along the sand and looked at the stars. Here we are 14 years later and he's asleep next to me, and our one-year-old is sound asleep in his crib. Cute fact, on the hike I put a daffodil in his shirt pocket. He pressed and saved that daffodil in tinfoil and still has it. I wear a necklace with a daffodil as a keepsake. When we purchased our first home, nowhere else in the neighborhood had daffodils. But to our delight, that spring, daffodils suddenly bloomed in our garden. It was really something else. When you fall in love like that, the freaky stuff never stops. I sip an absolute ore for that man. Story 29. I randomly met a girl at a local festival. By met, I mean we just happened to be standing next to each other and started chatting, something I tend to do with strangers when I'm up front at a show. At some point, she asks me where the bathrooms are. I tell her they're in the back corner of the lot and point them out. That's when her friend looks at me and says, "Why don't you walk her over there, like a gentleman?" Okay. Flash forward 2 hours, we spend 2 hours banging in her car, on the side of the street, just outside the fest, in broad daylight. Story 30. I was on a bikepacking trip through France, and staying at a hostel when I matched with a girl on Tinder. She was pretty upfront about what she was looking for. The twist? I also had another date lined up that same night with a different girl I'd met on Bumble. So, I kinda just had shagging session from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. with two different girls, and went through Paris again on my way back, and met up with the first girl again, and we did it in the toilet of her university. It was a pretty good trip, to be honest. Story 31. I was in Amsterdam once and had matched with several women on Tinder. After returning to London, I kept chatting with a few of them. 3 months later, when I was planning another trip back to Amsterdam, I was still in touch with two of them. I spent an entire day and night with one of them at this amazing hotel where all we did was bang, drink, and eat, repeat. The next morning, she kissed me goodbye, went back to her place, and I slept for some time. I woke up and texted the other woman, who invited me over for lunch. After checking out of the hotel, I headed to her place. but lunch turned into something entirely different. We spent the entire afternoon completely consumed with each other. I finally said goodbye that evening and went straight to the airport. Looking back, it was honestly one of the wildest things I've ever done. Story 32. I don't know if it's exactly freaky, but this one was definitely memorable. I'd met this girl online and we'd been chatting and talking on the phone for weeks. I was away at university, so when I came home for a long weekend, we planned our first date at this sushi place. I was laying on the charm pretty thick, even surprised her with a quick kiss on the lips during dinner. She kept babbling and stammering over her words. It was absolutely adorable. After we finished dinner and walked to her car, she got behind the wheel. I slid into the passenger seat, and before I could even get my seatbelt on, she practically launched herself at me. We start making out like crazy, eye feeling each other. Then we pull away, she starts driving, and I direct her to a nearby park. I know. We pull into the parking lot, get in the back seat, and the hanky-panky goes even further. Both of us were just so into each other. It was just electric. I knew I couldn't let her go. We've been together for 10 years now and married for 7. Story 33. It wasn't even a date, but invited I her over to bang the first time meeting her. I told her that I wanted her to let herself into my room, had farm doors open to the driveway, get completely bare, and wait for me on the bed. She texted me when she arrived. I went into my bathroom and told her to tell me when she was ready. I got the text, went into my room, and there she was fully bare, spread wide open. I immediately went to work. Story 34. I was staying over at my girlfriend's place. This house she shared with 3 other girls. We had a sexy time together before she had to leave for work around 8 or 9 p.m. as she worked the night shift at one of those 24-hour photo developing places. I was lying there half asleep when one of her housemates slips into the room and starts giving me a blowy. I was completely disoriented. This was my first time experiencing anything like that. It felt incredible. But I was also confused since I knew my girlfriend had already left for work. I was frozen, not sure what to do or say, and I didn't tell her to stop. One of the other girls came in and told her she wouldn't say anything to my girlfriend if she stopped, which she did. But before she left, she invited me to be involved in a threescore with her boyfriend. I never took her up on that though. Story 35. I met up with someone I'd been talking to for about 2 weeks. We'd really connected, and would occasionally get into some freaky conversations. When we finally met in person, we both had a lot of pent-up frustration about life and past trauma. Something just clicked between us immediately. She mentioned needing to pick up a Plan B pill, so we booked a hotel room and just let everything out. I stayed inside and helped to cream her pie, twice, and she wasn't on any other BC besides the Plan B she took afterward. It was extremely risky behavior and I was completely freaking out for weeks after. This was also the first time I didn't properly vet someone. I usually have a whole process, requiring a full STD panel, and verifying the results are legitimate. She got tested afterward and everything came back clear, thankfully. The whole experience was incredibly intense and hot, but I'm never doing anything like that ever again. Story 36. When I was a senior in high school, I went to a vocational school in the afternoons. There were many different programs and many different districts that sent students to this school. There were 2 lunch periods, and I was in the second one. As my lunch period made our way to the cafeteria, the first lunch period was shuffling out in a pretty narrow hallway. All basically strangers from other schools. One day, on my way through the hallway, an unbelievably beautiful blonde leaving the cafeteria catches my eye. The next day, I made it a point to find her again. I do, but this time she reciprocates, and we both lock our eyes briefly. The day after that, again, I look for her. I see her, and we lock eyes again, but this time, she smiles the prettiest casual smile that instantly made me excited that this girl was seemingly as interested as I was. This goes on for a week or so, and we keep this same routine. A week or two after these chance hallway encounters begin, things really get serendipitous. A year or two before all of this takes place, this kid open enrolls to my main school from another district, and he pretty quickly assimilated into our friend group. We became good friends and attended many social events and house parties together. Randomly one night, he calls me and asks if I want to go to a house party in the town he came from. I agree, and he picks me up from my parents' house a couple hours later. We drive to this house in his hometown, and it is packed. People everywhere. As we're hanging out in the kitchen talking to a few mutual friends, this beautiful blonde from the hallway appears out of nowhere and is just suddenly there. I was so surprised and excited to see her. We flirt through facial expressions across the room, and then she's gone as quickly as she appeared. I see her here and there throughout the night, but I try to play it cool and not force an interaction, as she seems to be engaging with many different groups of people at the party. This all makes sense later when I find out it's her house and she and her older sister are throwing the party. As the party winds down and people begin to leave, I'm holding out for some alone time with her, and eventually even my friend who brought me there heads home. The remaining group continues drinking and carrying on in the kitchen, and I get my chance to talk a little with her and interact with some of her friends, and all goes well. An hour or so later, there are a handful of people left, and we are starting to claim places to sleep in the living room and other various locations in the house. At this point, I haven't claimed a spot yet, and she picks up on this and says, "If you don't have a place to sleep, you can stay in my room." I follow her up to her room, and she pulls a slide out, buddy bed, out from under her bed and says I can sleep there. I undress down to a t-shirt and boxers and get into this slide out bed. I lay there for a bit, wondering how in the hell I wound up here after just a few weeks before this I wasn't even aware that this beautiful girl existed and how it all progressed to this moment. Then, I hear her say, "If that bed is too small or uncomfortable, you're welcome to sleep up here with me." I take her up on this offer, and before long, we are heavily making out. It naturally progresses, and before long, we were having some of the most passionate banging I had experienced up until that point in my life. She was wild and comfortable with her body, and so confident for a girl our age. I loved every minute of it. After this, we dated for the rest of the school year and the summer before she went away to college. It was an incredible summer. We broke up that fall because we both knew the long-distance thing wouldn't work, and I was bummed. I was really into her. I drove out to her university a few times, and we had great reunion banging each time, and then one of those times just ended up being the last time. Fast forward 8 or so years to 2012, a few of my buddies from high school and I were hanging out, and at some point, we decided to go to a popular new bar in the town that she and my other friend were from. To my complete surprise, she was there, at the bar. We see each other, and it's as if no time has passed. We spend the night talking and flirting and remembering old times, and that night we did it for the very last time. Edit, not really freaky, but the best first date outcome I ever had with one of the most beautiful women I've had the fortune to be intimate with. Story 37. So we went back to her townhouse, and we banged in the living room. I was a bit oblivious to people asleep on the sofa at first, as the lights were off. We just came in and got busy on the floor. Turns out she lived with a roommate married and they were swingers. They sit had a party that night, and some people had passed out on the sofa. The next time I came over, there was a full-blown party in progress. The girl I was originally with pulled me aside and asked if I wanted to join her and her friend. I immediately said, "You don't have to ask me twice." Apparently, that wasn't the response she was hoping for. She got upset, sulked for a bit, and announced she was going to bed. I figured that it was my cue to leave, but as I was heading out, another girl grabbed me by the bathroom and said, "If you were my boyfriend, I would never let you wander around alone like this." One thing led to another, and we got it on in the bathroom. I ended up staying the night, and actually did it with a friend in the morning. The girl I was with knew. And needless to say, my relationship with a swinger did not last much longer. Story 38. I gave her a foot massage. We'd been out with my work colleagues. I figured it would be a good first date since she could easily escape if things weren't going well, and it wouldn't be awkward with other people around. Turns out she enjoyed herself so much that we ended up staying out until 5 a.m., just chatting by the river. She'd been wearing high heels all night. And I have a bit of a thing regarding foot, so I offered to give her a massage. She accepted. Just to be clear, it's a normal liking of mine. Nothing intimate about it since she hadn't made it that way. I was honestly just curious to see if her feet were nice, because if they weren't, it's better to find that out early on. Turns out they were exactly what I like but still didn't get charged on. She really enjoyed the massage, and we parted ways after arranging another date. We got married 3 years later. She had no idea about my liking at the time, but after telling her about it, she found it really funny and was very cool about it. Story 39. Not a first date, but a random bar hookup. Also very stupid, but I was young. It was my birthday, and me and my buddies were at a bar during peak COVID, so the bar tables were spread out for safety, but we sat at a larger table, so we had a lot of room. This girl was eyeing me up, and then shortly after her group of friends sat at our section, I gave her a flirty signal, and she comes and takes shots with me and my friends. My buddy then says, "It's his birthday," and proceeds to slam my face in her melons, had to be a G-size. She then proceeds to smother me even more as I try to gasp for air. We then continued drinking for a few more hours. Around 1 a.m. rolls around and I ask if she wants to get out of the bar. She says yes and I call us a lift. I take her back to the house and proceed to go to Pound Town for 5 rounds. The last round she starts getting dressed and FaceTiming her friends. I start undressing her again while she's on FaceTime and put it in while on camera. While I was busy doing it, I looked at her phone and saw my buddy with her friend at the house they lived in. He had gone to Pound Town too. Anyway, 4 a.m. rolled around and we did a hostage exchange. I gave her back to her friends and they gave me back my buddy. Then we all went our separate ways. Story 40. I was on a Tinder date with this girl who I thought was way out of my league. Looking back, I was pretty depressed and had just gotten out of a 5-year relationship with someone I thought I was going to marry, so my self-esteem was absolutely shot. I was genuinely surprised that this girl even wanted to go out with me. We met up at a bar, then ended up at another one. We both got pretty tipsy, and she invited me back to her place. Once we got there, she started browsing for a movie to stream while we got comfortable in her bed. She settled on the film Irreversible. If you haven't seen it, let me just say, it's absolutely not the kind of movie you want to play in the background during an intimate moment with a first date. Midas, it's incredibly dark and disturbing. Despite the questionable soundtrack, we started making out and things escalated quickly. I ended up devouring her pie while this nightmare of a film played in the background. The thing is, I was doing my thing during the part of the movie where there is an insanely graphic and disturbing 10-minute-long essay scene. And she seemed to be pretty into the whole thing. So I don't know if she chose that movie on purpose because the graphic depictions of essay excited her, or if it was coincidence. But nobody picks that movie knowing what's in it unless there's a reason for it. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.